Hi, friends. Welcome to Millennial Blueprint Podcast.
We are your hosts, Armani,
Blair,
Kelsey,
Juliet,
and Marjan.
Today, we'll be talking about moving on. At one point or another, we've all decided to move on from one situation to another. We recently experienced this as we moved on from our previous podcast name, Across the Board Podcast, to Millennial Blueprint Podcast. Part of the reason we made this decision is because we felt our last name didn't encompass who we are. I and my co-host would like to thank you all for sticking with us through this journey, and we hope you continue to stick with us as we move forward. So let's dive into today's topic. How do you know when to let go? We're going to start off talking about our careers. Like, how was your transition from college to the workforce?
I think with my first job, I got pretty lucky because someone who I went to school with had graduated a semester before and she was already working and they were looking for someone. So she recommended me. And I think with that, it's really good to, this is like a side note, but I think like I wasn't the best person in class. Like I didn't make the best things, but I always worked very hard and I was always one of the hardest working people. And I think she saw that. So she was comfortable enough to extend, like, you know what I'm saying, that kind of offered to me in terms of asking me if I was looking for a job because her boss was looking for someone. So that's how I got lucky with my first one. I mean, it definitely was something to get used to. I feel like I was very active in undergrad and I loved having an internship and being involved in like all the extracurricular and stuff like that. So it was very hard going from feeling like I had a purpose almost to like, oh, I'm just another...
Yeah, just another one of them coming.
I'm just another worker bee kind of thing, working towards somebody's. And of course, you all know me. I'm such a creative person. It was hard because it wasn't like I was being creative. I was like, you know what I'm saying? It was different. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, I am blessed. You know, a job is a job. I was able to provide for myself and just start kind of working on building my credit and like figuring out kind of those things in the workforce. And I'm so thankful to her for this day. And I feel very blessed to be able to have that opportunity.
Like you mentioned, somebody who kind of blessed you with the opportunity. I think that's important because I know there's a lot of people that come out of school and probably don't even have a job for a minute. You know, like I had to take a job that really was a part-time and I just moved to full-time for the time being. It wasn't something that I really wanted to do, but I had to take it, you know, just because I was trying to generate that wealth. But I was fortunate enough as well with my mother, who kind of is the busybody, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, where she kind of had plugged in, you know, she had made friends and met people and she was able to network and kind of put me in a position. So I think it was okay transitioning from school to the working world. But I definitely do think it's a big jump because at school, like you're on your own. Well, you're not on your own completely when you come back from school, but you can do your own thing. Like Marjan was saying, you can kind of interact with different people. You can volunteer with this club and work with these people. But when you get into the working world, it's like, it's almost like college in a sense, but it's like, I guess a little bit more professional. You still have your little groups at the workplace.
Definitely.
And you have little cliques.
Right.
But at the same time, and I mean, I know at my workplace, we still had some clubs too that you can kind of get involved with, yeah. Kind of, I guess, balance the work-life balance, I guess, mm-hmm. They would call it. But it definitely is more formal, like that everyday schedule of waking up at this time, mm-hmm. Going to work here, and then having to work 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe more right. Hours, and having to come home. So I think it was the routine, which mm-hmm. Was really hard and a big transition for me from school to the working world. Like, dang, like this is the adult life.
This is it.
We're all rushing to get to.
Yeah. Rushing.
And now we're right. Here.
I mean, I've pretty much like always been working, like since I could get a work permit. So when I transitioned from working in college to just working, the biggest thing was like the lack of routine. Like I had too much free time on my hands, if that makes sense. Like I didn't know what to do with myself with all the free time. So it was like hard going from like this strenuous routine to like something kind of more laid back. I had to like reevaluate my time and like, I guess, reevaluate my priorities now that I had more time.
It kind of reminds me of like how you're talking about reevaluating your routine, because that kind of happened, Like, we're talking about letting go. Like, for instance, when you've been, for instance, for you, Armani, when you've been working for a while now and you had to somewhat let go of that schedule, you had to kind of, like you said, reevaluate. Like, I remember when coming out of school, I was so used to going to school and playing sports that when I graduated, I had to reevaluate my entire schedule and like find my, like what worked good for me. Because like you said, the availability opened up, but it was nice. But at the same time, I felt like I was more unorganized than I had ever
been. Right, exactly.
So I had to figure out a way to kind of get back to that schedule by using different things, I guess, to fill my time up. But I definitely think that it's something difficult, because I feel like with anything, when you're used to doing something and then all of a sudden it changes, that pushback that you have with yourself, like, ooh, do I want to stick with this or do I want to step out and try something new? Like having to reorganize or reevaluate your schedule, or like you said, the priorities, is something that definitely needs to happen if you want something to be successful or you want to have success in whatever you're doing next.
Yeah, I think like for me, I kind of went from, because I was working in high school, because my high school I went to was a private high school where you kind of work certain hours a day to certain hours a month to basically pay for your high school tuition, because it was a private school. So I kind of transitioned from like my work in high school into like college. So the work I had in college was basically the same one I had in high school, and then up until now, actually. So I transitioned from being an intern to actually a full-time employee with them. I guess for me, it's kind of like what Armani was saying. Like now looking back, I wish I really evaluated like how I was spending my time, because it's like I was really rushing to be a full-grown adult and like working, that I really was like, didn't really spend too much time like on college, if that makes sense. Because I really wanted to be so grown so quickly and just make that money. I guess my transition was smooth because it was the same job throughout. I've pretty much had the same job since high school.
Also, like, transitioning from, like, retail service work, like, to, like, being in an office was a huge difference. Like, I didn't have anyone telling me what I needed to do, when I needed to do it. Like, it was all on me. Like, I had to really, like, manage my time while at work, like, be accountable.
Yeah, managing your own time is like very hard, because it's like you have to be like accountable to yourself. Like you can't really just like bum around when you have shit to do. But you really want to bum around, but you really cannot bum around. Like that's just the hardest part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Being accountable, having that self-discipline.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part of growing up, for real.
For sure, for sure. Like everything flat out, saving money, making the right decision, thinking about a decision that may put you ahead or behind 10 years down the road, like accountability and self-discipline.
Yeah,
it's so hard because it's like, especially when you're trying to save money, and then it's like you really want to do all those things, like you're trying to live your best life, but you still gotta save money because you really want to accomplish all this stuff. It's like, it's just so hard to do.
And like coming back to, or circling back to that whole idea of letting go, when you're transitioning from, let's say, elementary to middle school to high school to college, there's a lot of habits that you have to let go of in order for you to transition into that next part of your life. So it's like, if you think about it, I guess we've been somewhat, maybe it's not necessarily letting go, maybe it's just evolving like and that. Transitioning, because you may not let go of all your habits, they may evolve to a better habit. So like in college, I was probably spending a lot of money on food. Yeah, but sure. As I've gotten older, I've learned that I could go to the grocery store, cook something, and that lasts me for like a good little while instead of spending my money on fast food, Chipotle, Cava, which is very pricey.
They add up.
Somebody tell me Cava was that pricey.
Man, I'm still learning that.
Me too.
I need to get better. I've spent too much money on food. It's just that I be lazy, y'all. Lazy.
Especially
like, I don't be wanting to cook after working, taking care of Marley. Like, nah.
I know. I was about to say, Armani, I don't even have a child. And I'm like, yeah, this is...
No, it's hard. It's hard because, again, going back to the working world, you'll be tired when you come home. But it's all like, I guess.
You just want to like drop your pants at the door and just sit on the couch. That's what I used to do after work. I used to just.
Literally, unbutton the pants, the slacks.
Yeah, if I was taking off my shoes, I was taking off my pants, I was taking off my top, and I was
it's just like
going to the couch.
It's just like, what the heck?
Yeah. I used to be really good at meal prepping on Sundays.
Yeah.
Ever since I got into school, that has completely diminished. But when I was working, that was the one thing I will say. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always made sure I took a lunch with me and had snacks and stuff like that.
Right.
And then
that's probably a really good thing.
Yeah. So that was nice. But
honestly, that's when you know, like, you've really transitioned into adulthood is when you know, like, I only have this amount of money I can spend. I'm not trying to do none of that. I'm just going to make food and take it to work with me and just, just act.
Yep.
Just be humble.
You say, I'll give myself $50 for the week to spend on food.
I was relieved to be getting out of college and get a job. Like, well, college is where most of my stress was at. The work world ain't nowhere near as bad as college. Work world, you got to do like basically just computer stuff and add and multiplying and stuff like that. Pay attention to detail, but
that's what you got to do.
Nah, that's what all of us got to do. Multiply, we all got it in some way, shape, or form.
Gotta multiply.
Ain't nobody, there's no engineer. Ain't no engineer out here working as hard as they was in school. You can ask any of them.
Engineer. Okay.
I mean, that's all I'm going to speak on.
Honestly, though, Blair's kind of right. All the work that I did in college, like, I don't even use half of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All the papers we had to write, like,
we don't use nowhere near.
35 pages.
I tell you one thing, I ain't got to do that much. Fuck, I don't got to do no calculus. I don't have to do not a lick of calculus. So that's a gap.
Okay,
we
but
in do all that for what?
So do you think, like, well, your schedule probably isn't bad either, is it?
Not through Corona.
I'm gonna say you probably don't want.
It wouldn't be bad without it anyway, because like every month we would get a free day of vacation time.
I guess for
it depends. If you want to be like a sales engineer, then yeah, you can be traveling nonstop, but that's your choice. So I would like to say that the work world is way more relaxed. The only thing that's hard, oh yeah, the transition's easy. I would say the hardest thing is staying out of trouble, bro. Like, right? Yeah, that might be the hardest thing out here, staying out of trouble.
We're going to talk about friendships. What do you do with all
the emotions? We all familiar with this one.
Yeah.
What do you do with all the emotions built from like previous friendships?
I don't have any. I let that go at the dough.
Are you talking about the relationship of friendships or letting go of a friendship?
Like when letting go of a friendship, like what do you do with like all the emotions that like that come with
I think if I'm going to answer your question in terms of like friendships that change and evolve and stuff like that. In the past, when I've let go of friendships, obviously because I'm just very sensitive and emotional, it definitely is a process for me. Like, definitely one where I feel like it's kind of like I've had to mourn, like grieve the friendship, mourn that like this person who was a big part of my life isn't a part of it anymore. And then can I finally move on to acceptance? And I think it varies depending on your relationship with that person, not even necessarily how long you guys have been friends, but just like how deep your friendship was. You know, like I've had friends that I've known for a few years. And when I've lost them, it was very hard for me versus friends that I've known for a long time that when we kind of parted ways, it was like, okay, this is, I'm accepting it. So I think it just depends on like your level of like the level of friendship and like what that person kind of means to you and in your life at that time. But I definitely think it can be, I mean, again, y'all know I've never been in a relationship, but it definitely like to me feels like a relationship was ending. Like it's taken me like quite a few months to get over friendships before. Yeah, it's hard. I think it's hard, especially when you invest time and like effort into like even like sharing, you know, somebody who knows like your ugliest parts and all those kind of things. And then for it to end, like can be very upsetting sometimes.
It depends on how the friendship like ended or like, did we, like, are we just growing apart gradually or like, did you do some foul shit to me? Did I do some foul stuff to you? Like, I feel like it depends on like how we ended.
I mean, I think like how Marjan, because that's happened to me before too, specifically with like a friendship. Sometimes I feel like the intimacy, of course, is different. But when you start sharing things, like Marjan said, you start investing time, you're building memories and sharing experiences. It gets a little like tricky, especially when somebody, I don't know, like does something untrustworthy or does something like sneaky or something that just throws you off completely and has you looking at this person completely different. So I think it is difficult depending on like how Armani is saying, depending on what exactly happened. But in a case like this, sometimes when people show you who they are, you just got to take it and move on. Because as much as you want to dwell on it and be upset about it, and of course it's okay to be upset about it, but it's like everything happens for a reason. I believe everything happens for a reason. And when stuff happens, take it with a grain of salt. Whatever you want to do, analyze it and move on. Like whether it's going to come back or stay away or whatever you want to call it. I just think it just depends. You just have to look at things for what they are and look for people for what they are. Take people for what they are and just act accordingly.
I think sometimes for me, that's the hardest part. I see it, but it's such a hard thing for me to actually like believe it, because sometimes I feel like people show you different sides, and sometimes the sides that other people see is not the same side that you see. So for me, sometimes it's really hard to let go. And especially when I start thinking about the memories, that's one thing that like takes me back. It's like, damn, like, you know, we used to have great times together. But I do agree with Armani. It depends on how things end. For me, I don't like to burn bridges. I'd rather it just amicably, or better still, it's kind of understood that it's over and it just kind of like happens like naturally.
Going back to your point, Kelsey, I mean, you said like to take people as they are, like what they show you, like that's them. I think like that has a huge part to play in it, because like once I decide that like something is bringing more bad or more stress in my life than good, it's a wrap for me. Like right then and there, I like prioritize myself, like, you know what I mean, and go from there. And any emotions that are there, whether good or bad, I just deal with it. Like I do what's best for me and I deal with it.
You are very good at that.
She's really good at that.
Okay, so for me, if we're talking about like in relationships or in friendships, I'm the type of person, if I feel like any trust or anything like that has been crossed, I do step back. And depending on how much I value you, I'll come back or I'll come back around. But it is very hard for me to, especially once that trust is broken or anything shady is kind of going on. Sometimes it's hard for me to get past, but then some people it's like, you just keep trying. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so hard. But it's like, I guess it's like 50-50. It depends. But once I'm done, like, it's over.
No, like, that's the thing. Like, there's a point, like, once you're really, really done, like, when they do that one thing to you, that there's no going back, then it's a wrap.
Okay, so I have this question. So when you are ending a friendship or have decided that you don't want to be friends with this person or that you are done being friends with this person, is it something that you and the person have a conversation about, or do you just like, and if they hit you up, do you hit them back, but in your head, you're not friends with them? Like,
I'm the kind of person where I have to at least try to talk it out, to like say how I'm feeling. So yeah, I feel like I'm always going to at least try to say how I'm feeling, see where that goes. But I'm not just going to like go ghost on you or be fake and act like we are friends when I'm feeling some type of way. Like I have to like address it head on. Mm-hmm. And then however you respond is however you respond, but I have to address it.
Okay.
I definitely don't ghost. However, I do take a step back.
I mainly try to have conversations. I think the last person I had like a sit down conversation was Beans. I'm just going to put Beans, say her name as Beans. Y'all know who that is. But that was the last person I had like a sort of a sit down conversation with. And it was a very nice, amicable conversation. But I think it depends on the situation. Again, I think it also goes back to depends on what level of connection you guys have, because some relationships are just like associates, which you're like, okay, we're friends, but not, we're not really that close. So I really don't give a fuck. But then there are other people where it's like, I really do care about you. I really cared about this relationship. And I still care about my relationship with her to a extent that, you know, Armani, we were just talking about it this weekend where I thought about her and I miss her, but our friendship is like non-existent anymore. I mean, it's amicable where I can like, I can say hi, but it's like there's no really any real reason for me to go say hi to her. So
yeah,
but yeah, we're still cool, you know. It depends on the person, honestly, because it's gonna be different depending on who you're dealing with.
Yeah,
and it really depends on what happened too, because there honestly might be a situation where like something just so foul was done I'm just like, oh, nah, I just can't mess with this person no more. And, like, that's that. Like, I just exit. Like, it really depends.
Blair, what do you think?
Y'all ain't gonna like my answer.
I don't think there's a
right answer. All the friendships, bro, like, all the friendships that I've lost before that I'm thinking of off the top of my head was out of, like, disrespect or something like that.
They disrespected you?
Yeah, it's like disrespect. It's like, yeah, it's either disrespect or you were just like, you're just acting a weird type of way. I don't like people. I don't like having people around me that can like, that are like either like faking like they're cool with you. I see somebody acting some type of way, like say something good going on in my life and somebody acts some type of way. I'm not even really like going to waste too much time. I'm going to just distance myself. I don't know. Some people could probably mistake some shit, but I feel like all the friendships that I really drop, it's like, no, it's not no gray areas. It's not like, we sat down and had a conversation. It's, you know, I don't fuck with you because of the last encounter or the last situation that we had. You know that we're not fucking with each other no more. Like, we're not cool.
No, it's just understood.
Yeah, we don't even, like, we're not speaking. Like, I'm not speaking to you. I don't acknowledge your existence on the planet. When it gets to that point, I don't acknowledge you at all. And this is men that I'm speaking about. I'm talking about, like, friendship with men. Because I don't sit around and fake acting like I'm cool with people. I know a lot of people that do that shit.
Marshall, what were you going to say?
Oh, no. I was just trying to kind of reiterate what Blair was saying. Like, you mean, so it's like, intense is not the right word, but like, the encounter is such that like, both of you guys are aware that like, yeah, we're not cool
anymore. Yeah. It's like, not a gray area, bro. It's like, okay, I'll give you one example. One time I had got pulled over before. I'm not going to get into too much detail, but I had got pulled over. The outcome of that pullover could have been something crazy. And the fact that niggas had like, it was like, I was in this group chat before and like a couple niggas in there was laughing at the situation. I zapped in the given moment. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no gray areas with me. If I don't fuck with you, I'm zapping. I'm not, there's no hesitation. Mm-hmm. If it's something like that, like, oh, if I almost got thrown in prison or if I almost got killed or some shit like that, and somebody want to laugh about it, it's gone right there. I don't play none of that.
Yeah.
So I would say it's definitely no, like, it's no miscommunication. Or some people, I will say, will try and act weird or try and, like, reach out to you, but don't apologize for nothing. That ain't flying either. If they did some crazy shit like that and they can't even have the decency to apologize or realize what they did was crazy, then you might as well just let that rock too. It's not hard for me to let friendships go like that.
Have you ever had any male friendships where you're like, this is somebody who I care about, or vice versa, somebody who like cares about you, that you guys have had a disagreement and have like talked about it before?
That's a good question. Hold on. I mean, I've gotten into it with friends. Like, we'll get into like some heated arguments, but it's like a mutual understanding that like, that's just how I am. Like, sometimes, like, I can get amped up like that and it won't be nothing personal.
Mm-hmm.
So I have had a couple friends where I do get into arguments like that, like real heated arguments. And it's just like an understanding. I had just got into a big ass argument with Trent the other day, but we cool. There's certain friends that I don't get into big arguments with, though. I like having friends around me like that, though, that'll do that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you're not a yes man.
Yeah.
So it's got to be something personal. Like, I don't get too mad over like little stuff. Like, you call me out my name and you're a man or whatever, I'm not mad about stuff like that. But if you're doing some stuff that's like, for that one story I was about to go into detail with, I could have went to prison for I don't even know how long. And for somebody, that showed me a lot. Like, for people to just be laughing at something like that, it shows you how I really should be moving. And yeah, it showed me how I should really move in the world. I only needed to see that like once or twice.
I never really had a situation like that happen to me where I had to sit down with somebody and be like, hey, you know what? We're just not going to be friends. But I feel like when it gets to that point, it's not even worth trying. Like, I feel like we got to sit down to be like, I don't fuck with you. You don't fuck with me. Like, it should, some of that stuff I feel like is already self-explanatory. And maybe it's just because of the situations I've been in. But I know for me, I'm really bad at sugarcoating things or trying to be fake. So like, my attitude, the way I'm never going to be rude, and I'm never going to be disrespectful to somebody. I may fall back a little bit, and you can definitely tell that in my mannerism with certain individuals, but I'll talk to somebody. Like I said, I'll never really cut anybody off, but it takes me some time to regain that trust. Specifically, I had a friend like that I've told you all about. You know, I had to take some time away from that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to rekindle what we had or anything like that, but it's hard once you kind of break that trust with me. So it's just difficult. But no, I've never had a situation where I've had to sit down and basically be like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I don't really have a lot of people like that around me because I really don't have a lot of friends anyway. But I feel like if it was like that, they would kind of already peep because we wouldn't even be that close from the beginning. So giving person though, when it comes to my close friends, like y'all, you know what I mean? If it was something, if it was a situation like that with y'all, then yeah, I would probably talk it out because I know at the end of the day, we all love each other and it's all love. You know what I mean? If there's a disagreement or if there's something that happened. But if there's some shady stuff going, you know what I mean? Like there's a difference. Like if you're friends with somebody and they do some crazy, untrustworthy stuff, like go over there with your mans or something, you know what I mean? Like that wasn't even your friend to begin with. So I'm not going to talk to you and sit down with you. You know what I mean? I'm not about to sit down with you and say we're not friends no more because you know what you did.
Right. There's levels of like, you kind of know at the end of the day, like if you're going
to cross. You wasn't my friend to begin with.
Right.
So I don't have to tell you we're not going to be friends no more because you wasn't my friend to begin with anyway.
Yeah,
but you did. But in, you know, like it, to that extent, if it's something crazy like that, but if it's something small, like you said, hurt my feelings, that type of stuff, then we can talk about that. But I don't think I hope it doesn't end in like ending a friendship. But I think like Armani said earlier, people grow apart. So, and that happens naturally. Sometimes you don't have to have a conversation.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it is just a natural progression.
Mm-hmm.
After a personal loss, what's next?
Personal loss?
So after a loss, after you go through a loss, like what's next? Like you were talking about earlier.
A loss, a relationship loss, a death.
Any type of loss in general. Wake up
the next day and you move on.
Yeah. Blur. Like not it's everyone just like is football. Like you.
If you get ran over, you
for the play,
you forget about it. And I've been playing defense my whole life. I learned that from playing sports.
I've been playing.
You get clapped up. You get up. Forget about that shit. It's gonna happen in a short-term memory.
See, I can't forget about it, but I will analyze it enough to the point where I'm comfortable in my decision to just clean break, walk away.
Right.
Yeah. I think the process to getting to that point is the most difficult part. But once you get there and you have a clean slate, you have a clear mind, you know the decision you're gonna make regarding, I guess, stepping away from somebody or something.
Yeah.
Then it's easy.
It takes a long time. That's the only thing. Like, it takes time. Like, Blair's talking about, like, you waking up the next day and you getting up and going. That's not me. I need
sometimes
time.
Sometimes it's like that, though.
What's sitting around crying going to do?
I mean, I understand, like, sitting around crying is not going to solve anything, but last thing
time,
like,
sitting around moping and like, being mad about it, going,
it's
do.
Not I know it doesn't
come Blair's a man so that's
very true. It's different because I'll be the first one to tell you, especially my friendships, like I love very deeply, and the people that are in my life, like I love very much. Like if I were to lose one of y'all, it would take me a few months to like get over it. Or even like my other friends, like it's not something where it's just okay, well I'm washing my hands of that, da 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 da. For other people, I mean, everybody's different, but personally, it would take me a few months to kind of like be okay with it and like accept the fact that that's something that happened.
You're right. It depends on who it is. What are you going to say, Blair? Go ahead.
I was going to say it's men that have that problem. I feel like it's just...
I don't think it's a problem. I just think it's how people...
I don't think it's a problem when it comes down to a relationship with a person. But if it comes down to, oh, you like got a flat tire or something like that, I hope y'all not talking about stuff like that.
Wait, what do you mean if you got a flat tire?
Like a personal loss. I wasn't talking about friendships and relationships. I was talking about a personal loss. Like, hypothetically. Go ahead.
No. I was talking about friendships.
Blair, so what were you going to say, Blair?
There's a lot of personal loss that somebody could take. Somebody could get fired. You sit around and crying and all that stuff is not going to help.
I mean,
go ahead.
I was going to say, it depends on what it is. Because there, in terms of, like, job, like, you don't have time to be sitting around, especially if you got responsibilities. You don't have time to sit around moping around, so you gotta like get up and go.
That's everything. Like,
not everything though, like bro. No, but if you lose a friendship, like there was a point like when Armani and I use the example of Armani when we weren't talking for a minute, like that was hurting me. Like I would cry every time because I'd be like,
that was like the only friendship that I have lost recently where it actually like impacted like how I felt. Like the other friendships that like we lost, I'll say, well, me that I lost in college, I honestly did not give two shits about. I'm going to keep it real. Like it was like I assessed where they went wrong. I was like, oh, yeah, this is not for me. I'm going to keep it moving. But Juliet, when we had our falling out, that was really hard. Like, cause we were like, we are really, really, really close. Like, that was like a family member falling out. Like, that was like right back now.
That was the point I was trying to make earlier. Like, you know, when somebody's your real friend and somebody isn't, it's so easy to step away. You don't even have to have a conversation with that person because that wasn't even real. It really hurts only when it's like real. And then that's what compels you. Is that the right word? Compels you to have that conversation and to try to rebuild something or rekindle something. So, yeah, I agree. But to go back to that personal loss, I somewhat agree with Blair because it's okay. You could mope a little bit, maybe like a day, depending on, but you can't do that forever. You know, you have to move on at some point. You know what I mean? Like everything happens for a reason. So you can't just sit there. You're either going to let that moment like tear you down and make you, or you're going to like flip it and turn it into something else. Have it push you to do something better or just do something else.
It can also like with that, Kelsey, like with those like experience, like you being with that person, that loss, like you can take those memories, those experiences that you've learned from that loss. And then like you're saying, Kelsey, take it and transform and like build on that and better yourself, because those are lessons. Those are, it's teaching you something. Like you said, everything happens for a reason. You just have to depend on how you look at things. You can look at it good or bad, and also how you handle things, honestly.
I'm sure through this pandemic, there was a lot of people who lost their jobs, but they either had to fold, they either folded or they reassessed what their situation was. They had kids or they had to keep grinding some type of way. So they had to figure it out. You can't just sit back forever and let that moment define you. You got to keep it going.
For real, because time does not stop for anybody, like for anybody.
Yeah. What about personal loss of money?
Bro.
Oh, you suck that up. You suck it up. Like, right.
Wait, what?
You lose money, you suck it up.
Yeah. I honestly feel like the best thing about, like, when you lose money, the best thing to do is just chalk it up. It's going to have to be more money coming in, so you just got to chalk it up and focus on the next thing.
Right. How can I get some more?
Right.
How can I get some more?
Right.
Spend it and go make some more. Yep. Spend it and go make some more. But honestly, those losses really hurt. But you're right. At the end of the day, at some point, you really do have to, like, pick yourself back up. And like either make a plan, like come up with something, a strategy, actually make a plan and come up with a strategy for you to get yourself to where you really want to be, because you're not going to get there by doing nothing. It may take you a little bit longer and sometimes your journey is a little bit harder, but you get there eventually. It may just take a little bit of time, but honestly, you do get to where you want to be just with patience. That's the number one thing. Like patience is such a hard thing, but
it's true.
But once you get there, man.
Yeah, you just got to continue to work hard, put your head down, and be patient. And things will happen when they happen.
Yeah. And honestly,
your blessings and keep striving for more.
Like when you actually let go of something, like you never, like what you're saying, Kelsey, like you never know when your next blessing is going to come out, because it's like, okay, you know, this has happened. I'm going to move forward. You know, there might be another blessing waiting for you down the street and you just don't even know it yet.
One door closes, another one opens. All the time.
Amen. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Millennial Blueprint Podcast. For more information, please visit our website, millennialblueprint.buzzsprout.com. Follow us on Twitter at Millennial Blueprint and Instagram at Millennial Blueprint, and join our Facebook community linked in the show notes below. Share your thoughts with us on your experience on today's topic, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your preferred platform. Until next time, see ya!